The BBC Shanghai correspondent Chris Hogg is with us now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So what are the essential points of this deal between China and Taiwan?
It cuts or lowers tariff on 800 different products, more than 800 in fact, 539 Taiwanese products which are exported to China, 267 Chinese products which are exported to Taiwan. So in effect, it binds these two economies even closer.
I've read analyses though that say that Taiwan kind of came out a little bit ahead in this deal. Is that the case?
Definitely came out on top. The Chinese were very generous, but that's because I think it, for them, it's about politics rather than economics. It's about winning over hearts and minds, the charm offensive, if you like. China, of course, has a long-term aim to unify Taiwan with mainland China, and if it's to ever succeed with something like that, it needs to win friends on the island.
And yet we're getting reports today also that Taiwan's president's his approval ratings are really scraping the bottom. Is it because of these closer ties with China that the public of Taiwan is not approving of him?
Yep, that's one reason for it, although there are a few others as well. But that's, again, why the Chinese have agreed to this deal, because they find him a lot easier to deal with than the opposition, which they see as more pro-independence. So they're hoping that if they can hand him an agreement which will bring economic benefits to the island, some think tanks suggesting 250,000 jobs could be created as a result of this deal. If they can hand him that economic win, well, maybe that will boost his popularity ratings.
So is this just a small little bit of progress towards better relationships between these two countries, or can we see this as kind of a significant step?
Well, I was in Taipei last week, and Taiwanese government officials were telling me that this was, in their view, the most significant step in more than six decades of relations between Taiwan and China. So they're really talking it up. And certainly from the opposition in Taiwan, too, a lot of them are very concerned about this. There were huge protests, tens of thousands of people on the streets on Saturday. And they are worried that this will bind, as I say, these two economies close together. And because China is such a strong, such a mighty economy, in the end, that could be pretty difficult for Taiwan, difficult for them to cope with.
But this trade pact doesn't change the 1,300 missiles that China still has aimed at Taiwan.
It doesn't. And it's worth noting today that President Ma, the president of Taiwan, has pointed out that while this is a good deal that he welcomes, he told a group of generals that Taiwan wouldn't be dropping its guard militarily.
And Taiwan has, however, cut their defense budget, but they still have a very, very well-equipped Air Force. This is Chris Hogg, the BBC's Shanghai correspondent. He's talking about a trade pact signed between China and Taiwan that boosts the economic ties between the two countries.